Welcome to the Museum of Minor Incidents, Exhibit 23, Through the Magic Forest. This audio track is your own special track. Much in this audio is similar to the audio of the other players. This game is a shared experience, but some elements are just for you. Take a look around. You are standing on a small path. It leads through some trees. Take a good look at the trees. Please close your eyes. You are now entering the experience. Imagine yourself tumbling down a deep rabbit hole, tumbling and falling. You fall through to the other side. You land softly. Open your eyes. In front of you, you can see a magic forest now. And you four, you are one large family. Now you remember, you four are on a mission to find a new home. You heard that on the other side of the forest there is a river. There you want to build a new village. The old village is gone. No more swimming in its river. No more lying under its trees in the summer heat. It caught you utterly unprepared. A column of smoke like an umbrella pine on the far side of the river caught your attention. Just before the world turned upside down. You remember the silence after the disease killed all the animals and the disappointments when the crops failed too. You are so happy that everyone came out alive. You all lost your homes, animals, and resources. But on the other hand, it is the chance to start a new life, to build a new world, a new village. Every crisis opens up new possibilities, but the path towards a new home can be harsh. To play this game, every player will need a coin. A 1 yen coin is enough. Please make sure that everyone has a coin. To build a new village, you will need 4 resources. Stones for the foundation, wooden sticks for the construction, leaves for the roofs, and mulch for the fields. While going through the forest, you will gather these resources. But be careful. The forest is alive, and strange spirits and trolls tend to live here. And time moves strangely between these trees. It runs so much faster. If you hear this sound, do what I am telling you. Go straight ahead into the magic forest. Walk slowly. Take your time and stop at the tree at the next junction. Look at all the magic trees around you. Aren't they beautiful? It is already spring, and a soft rain makes your clothes wet. No roof is giving you shelter. You have found a good spot to look for stones. Here will be your camp for the next time. Mark the spot with your foot. Spread out and find nice stones. Don't stray too far. Test the stones you find. Are they heavy enough to make a good foundation? All come back to the campsite now. It's time to move on soon. gather below the tree. Look towards the path by which you entered the forest. Turn right and take that path deeper and deeper into the forest. Ignore the first path on your right. Look at the magic trees. It's summer already, and the sun is burning. You don't have a cool room to keep the heat away. At the next fork, go right. There are three trees growing in a row. Go to the last of these trees. You have found a good spot to look for wooden sticks. This will be your camp for the next time. Mark the spot with your foot. Spread out and find nice wooden sticks. Don't stray too far. Test the sticks you find. Are they stable and flexible enough? All come back to the campsite now. Soon it will be time to move on. Move further along this path, past the giant metal rings on your left-hand side. Now move straight ahead. When you come to an asphalt road, just cross it. Look at the magic trees. It's autumn already. The wind is pulling at your clothes and hair. There's no wall to keep you safe. In the forest, you can see giant figures. They almost look human. They are ancient statues. You don't know who put them here or why. There is a path splitting off to your left. Ignore that path, but go to the tree that is at its corner. You have found a good spot to look for leaves. This will be your camp for the next time. Mark the spot with your foot. Spread out and find nice leaves. They make good roofs. Don't stray too far. Test the leaves you find. Are they waterproof enough to make a good roof? All come back to the campsite now. Soon it'll be time to move on. Just follow the path further along, just across the stone road. Look at the magic trees. It's winter already, and the frost bites you. There is no oven to warm you. There is a tree standing just in the center of a crossroads. it has lost a branch and some of its roots lie bare. You have found a good spot to look for mulch. This will be your camp for the next time. Mark the spot with your foot. Spread out and find nice mulch as fertilizer. Don't stray too far. Test the mulch you find. Is it rich and soft enough? You and only you hear a spirit whisper. Find a spot where the others can't see you. The spirit talks to you with words you can't fully understand. Toss a coin and remember the result. All come back to the campsite now. Soon it'll be time to move on. Move straight ahead. In the distance, the forest ends and you can see fertile plains and some palm trees. Palm trees remind you of your old village. Go straight ahead to the next palm tree and hide under it. It is already spring, and a soft rain makes your clothes wet. No roof is giving you shelter. You like the shelter of the palm tree, but the next fresh water is too far away. In the distance, you can see a spring and many flowers. Maybe behind it, you will find more palm trees. There are more palm trees. Go to the one that is closest to the small river. Look at the clear water, the waves, the small fish. The plain looks very fertile too. Not so good for rice, but wheat or barley? And the shadow of the palm tree makes you feel safe. It is very nice here. Now build your miniature village here. Think about the foundations, the walls, the roof, and the fields. Use all the material you have gathered together. You have 3 minutes left. You have 30 seconds left to build the village. Look at the trees and the water. It's summer already now, and the sun is burning. But now you have a cool room to keep the heat away. And time is slowing down towards its normal speed. The gift of the magic forest starts to leave you. There's only one thing to care about. How will this village fare? Now the words of the spirits will make sense. Stand together in a circle, one arm's length apart. Look at the faces of the others. Reach out towards the middle with one arm and make fists. Earlier, you tossed a coin. If you got heads, now show a thumbs down. If you got something else, show a thumbs up. If more thumbs are up, your village will prosper. If more thumbs are down, your village will slowly perish. If they are in balance, the village will have a decent life. Now close your eyes. Breathe in and out. Open your eyes again. You are now safe to leave the exhibit. Thank you for playing Through the Magic Forest. Please have a look at your map to find other exciting exhibits in the Museum of Minor Incidents.